All right, so get this. You guys have sent in some articles about some pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah.
We're talking about diamond batteries that could potentially last for thousands of years,
Wow.
and green hydrogen that can be made using just sunlight.
Really cool stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about potential game changers for clean energy here.
Absolutely.
So today, we're going to take a deep dive into how these technologies actually work.
Sounds good.
Why they're causing such a buzz in the scientific community,
Yeah.
and what hurdles they still need to clear before they can become,
Mainstream.
mainstream, exactly.
Yeah. It's really exciting to see these kinds of advancements. They represent a move beyond just finding new sources of energy. It's about learning how to harness what we already have, but in a completely different way.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right, so first up, let's talk about these diamond batteries.
Okay.
This 5,700 years of power, I mean,
It's incredible.
that number just blows my mind.
Yeah.
I mean, what is the secret sauce here? How is that even possible?
Well, the secret sauce is actually a natural process, radioactive decay. So diamond batteries use carbon-14, which is all around us. And as it decays, it releases these tiny particles called electrons. And the magic happens because the diamond structure is actually able to trap those electrons. And that generates a small electrical current.
So we're essentially using a naturally occurring process to create energy.
Exactly.
It's kind of like how solar panels use sunlight.
Yeah, very similar.
But how does the diamond actually capture those electrons?
Well, it comes down to the diamond structure. Diamonds are incredibly strong and stable, which is what allows them to actually hold those electrons for such a long time.
So it's like a microscopic energy cage.
Exactly. Perfectly designed to harness that released energy.
That's incredible. That's really cool.
Yeah.
But it's not like a huge power source, though,
Yeah,
right?
right.
This is more for like small devices.
Exactly. We're talking about powering things at the microwatt level. But think about what that means for devices like pacemakers. No more surgeries to replace batteries. Or imagine like a sensor deep in the ocean, continuously collecting data for decades without needing a recharge. That kind of longevity is where the true impact lies.
That's really where the game-changing potential comes in, right?
Absolutely.
It seems like this could really change the way we design electronics. Less waste, more reliability.
For sure.
But I do have to ask,
Yeah.
is it safe to use radioactive material in a battery?
It's a very valid concern. The amount of carbon-14 in these batteries is incredibly small, far less than what we're naturally exposed to every day. Plus, the carbon-14 is encased within the diamond, which is one of the hardest materials on Earth, so it's very secure. And the research so far indicates that it's a safe and controlled process.
That's reassuring to know.
Yeah.
I mean, this could be a game changer for all sorts of fields.
Absolutely.
All right, let's switch gears now.
Okay.
Let's talk about green hydrogen,
Sounds good.
which some are calling the holy grail of clean energy.
Yeah, I've heard that.
So what makes it so special?
Well, not all hydrogen is created equal. You might have heard of black or brown hydrogen. Those are made from fossil fuels, which defeats the purpose of a clean energy source. Then there's blue hydrogen, which captures the carbon emissions during production, but still relies on fossil fuels.
So green hydrogen is the real deal.
Green hydrogen is the real deal. It's made entirely using renewable energy, making it a truly climate-neutral fuel.
So it's like the cleanest possible way to produce a fuel that burns clean.
Exactly.
It's a win-win for the environment. So
Yeah.
why aren't we using it everywhere already?
Well, the biggest roadblock has been the cost. Making green hydrogen takes a lot of energy, which makes it more expensive than other types of hydrogen or fossil fuels.
That makes sense.
But there's some exciting research happening that could change that.
You're talking about the work being done at Hsinchu University.
Yeah, exactly.
They've developed this new kind of reactor that splits water using sunlight to create green hydrogen.
It's a big deal.
It sounds almost too good to be true.
It's a major breakthrough for sure.
So they've essentially figured out a way to mimic what plants do during photosynthesis.
Exactly. Their reactor uses special materials called photocatalysts, which absorb sunlight and use that energy to split water molecules into hydrogen and oxygen.
So it's like artificial photosynthesis,
Yeah.
but instead of making food, it's making fuel.
Exactly.
That's incredible.
It's very clever. Yeah.
The article I read also mentioned a two-step process for splitting the water.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
That's where their innovation really shines. Traditional methods use a one-step process, which isn't as efficient. The Hsinchu University team is using two different photocatalysts in their reactor, one specifically for hydrogen production and one for oxygen production.
Interesting.
This two-step approach makes the process significantly more efficient.
Okay, I think I get it. So instead of this one-size-fits-all approach, they've kind of specialized the process.
Exactly.
To make it work better.
Yeah.
It sounds incredibly promising.
Yeah, it's very cool.
But the article did also mention some challenges.
Right.
So what are the biggest hurdles that they still need to overcome?
Well, this technology is still in its early stages.
Yeah.
One of the biggest challenges is ensuring that those photocatalytic materials, the ones that are splitting the water,
right,
they're durable enough to withstand prolonged exposure to sunlight and water.
Yeah, they need to be able to function for a long time without breaking down.
Exactly, exactly.
So it's one thing to have a brilliant idea,
mm-hmm.
but it's another to make it work reliably in the real world.
Sure.
What about the overall efficiency? How much hydrogen can they actually produce with this system right now?
Well, right now, the amount of hydrogen they can produce from a given amount of sunlight is still relatively low.
Okay.
So they're working on ways to improve the conversion efficiency to make it more practical for large-scale use.
Yeah, you don't want to need like a field of solar panels just to produce enough hydrogen to fuel a car.
Exactly. That's not very practical.
Yeah.
They need to find a way to make the process more efficient so they can produce more hydrogen with less energy input.
So scaling up the technology to meet real-world demands is going to be a major challenge.
Absolutely.
And I imagine safety is another big concern.
Yes.
Especially when we're talking about producing a flammable gas like hydrogen.
Absolutely. The article mentioned the need for safe handling of oxyhydrogen.
Right.
Which is the mixture of hydrogen and oxygen produced during the splitting process.
Mm-hmm.
It's highly explosive, so safety protocols and careful engineering are crucial.
Of course.
As this technology develops.
So it's a balancing act.
Yes.
Pushing the boundaries of innovation while ensuring it's safe and scalable.
It's...
But there was one finding that really stood out to me.
Yeah.
The reactor actually performed better under natural sunlight than in lab conditions.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that's got to be a good sign, right?
That's a fantastic sign.
Yeah.
It suggests that this technology has the potential to work effectively in real-world settings.
Right.
Which is a huge step towards practical applications.
It's like they designed a system that thrives on the very thing it's trying to harness, sunlight.
Exactly, exactly.
It's exciting to think that the sun, our most abundant energy source, could be the key to unlocking a truly clean and sustainable energy future.
I agree.
But before we get too carried away with the possibilities, let's take a step back for a second and kind of connect the dots here.
Sure.
What are the key takeaways we should be thinking about here?
I think the most important takeaway is that both diamond batteries and green hydrogen represent a shift in our thinking about energy.
Okay.
It's not just about discovering new sources.
Yeah.
It's about finding more sustainable ways to use what we already have.
I like that.
It's about efficiency and longevity and minimizing our impact on the planet.
It's about innovation that's in harmony with the Earth rather than at its expense.
I agree.
It's pretty inspiring to see these kinds of breakthroughs happening.
It is.
But as you've pointed out, there's still a lot of work to be done.
Absolutely. Continued research and development are essential to overcoming the challenges and realizing the full potential of these technologies.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just about the science, right?
Right.
It's about getting everyone on board.
Yes.
From policymakers to investors to everyday consumers like ourselves.
We all have a role to play.
That's a great point. We're all part of this energy revolution, whether we realize it or not.
We are.
But what does all of this mean for us on a practical level?
Yeah.
How will these technologies actually impact our lives?
Well, imagine a world where your smartphone could last for decades without needing a charge. Or picture a car running on clean, emission-free hydrogen fuel, traveling hundreds of miles without needing to stop at a gas station.
That sounds amazing.
Those are just a couple of examples of how these technologies could transform our daily lives.
No more battery anxiety.
Right.
A cleaner planet for future generations.
Absolutely.
It's definitely a future worth striving for.
It is.
And it's not just about those specific applications.
No.
It's about the ripple effect.
Exactly.
Well, imagine the environmental benefits of reducing our reliance on fossil fuels.
Yeah.
Imagine the economic opportunities created by these new industries.
A huge potential there.
The possibilities are truly vast.
They are.
It feels like we're on the cusp of a major shift in how we think about and use energy.
I think so too.
And it's not just a technological shift, it's a cultural one.
Yeah.
It's about recognizing our interconnectedness with the planet and each other and making choices that reflect that understanding.
It's about empowering ourselves to create a brighter, more sustainable future for everyone.
And on that note, I think it's time to pause for a moment.
Oh.
We've covered a lot of ground already.
Yeah.
From the science behind these breakthroughs to their potential impact on our lives.
Yeah.
But there's still more to explore.
Absolutely.
So let's take a quick break.
Sounds good.
And we'll be right back with more on diamond batteries and green hydrogen.
All right.
We've talked about diamond batteries and green hydrogen kind of separately, but is there any connection between the two?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
It highlights how interconnected all these scientific advancements can be.
Mm-hmm.
While they are distinct technologies, they both aim for the same goal.
Right.
Sustainable energy solutions.
Yeah.
And in that pursuit, there's definitely potential for synergy.
I'm all ears.
Okay, so think of it this way. Green hydrogen produced cleanly and efficiently through methods like that photocatalytic reactor we talked about could power larger scale applications like transportation or industrial processes. Now imagine combining that with diamond batteries to provide long-lasting, reliable power for smaller devices and sensors within those larger systems.
So it's like green hydrogen provides the muscle and the diamond batteries provide the brains.
Exactly.
They each have their strengths and could complement each other beautifully.
It's about creating a holistic and sustainable energy ecosystem.
Right.
Where different technologies work together to meet a wide range of needs.
So we could see a future where they work in tandem to power everything.
Yeah.
From our homes to our cars to our cities.
Exactly.
That's a powerful vision.
It is.
It's not just about swapping fossil fuels for renewables. It's about reimagining our entire relationship with energy.
I agree.
It's about efficiency, longevity, and minimizing our impact at every level.
For sure.
But we've also talked about the challenges these technologies face.
Right.
So what can we do as individuals and as a society to support their development and actually make that vision a reality?
Well, first and foremost, we need to stay informed and engaged.
Okay.
The more we understand about these technologies, the better equipped we'll be to advocate for their development and implementation.
Knowledge is power.
Exactly. The more we learn,
the
more empowered we become to actually make a difference.
So we can support organizations that are funding this kind of research.
Yes.
Or advocate for increased government funding for sustainable energy initiatives.
Absolutely.
What about on a more individual level?
Yeah.
Are there things that we can do in our own lives to make a difference?
Absolutely. Don't underestimate the power of consumer choices.
Okay.
When we choose products and services that align with our values, we send a powerful message to companies that sustainability matters.
So every purchase we make is a vote.
It is.
For the kind of world we want to live in.
Exactly.
So choosing energy efficient appliances, supporting companies that are investing in renewables, even simply reducing our own energy consumption at home. It all contributes to a more sustainable future.
It's about making conscious choices, both big and small, that add up to a collective shift towards a more sustainable way of life.
It's about recognizing that we're all part of the solution.
We are.
Every action we take, no matter how small, can have a ripple effect.
And remember, innovation thrives on collaboration.
Okay.
Supporting organizations that foster collaboration between scientists, engineers, policymakers, and businesses is crucial for accelerating the development and deployment of these game-changing technologies.
So it's about bringing together the brightest minds to tackle these complex challenges and create solutions that benefit everyone.
It's about breaking down silos and fostering a spirit of cooperation and shared purpose.
And let's not forget about the importance of education.
Absolutely.
Inspiring the next generation of scientists, engineers, and entrepreneurs to focus on sustainability is key to ensuring a brighter future.
It is, yeah.
So encouraging STEM education, supporting programs that foster creativity and innovation in young minds, instilling a sense of environmental responsibility from a young age are all vital steps.
It's about empowering future generations to build upon the foundation we're laying today.
Yeah.
It's about giving them the tools and the inspiration to create a world that is both technologically advanced and environmentally sustainable.
It's about leaving them a legacy of innovation, sustainability, and hope.
I like that.
On that note, I think it's time to wrap up this incredible deep dive.
Okay.
Before we go, I want to thank you for sharing your expertise with us.
It's been my pleasure.
You've given us so much to think about.
Yeah.
And really inspired us with your vision for a more sustainable future.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this journey of discovery.
Yes, thank you.
We hope you've learned something new, sparked your curiosity, and left feeling empowered to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
We've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
From the science behind diamond batteries and green hydrogen.
Yeah.
To the broader implications for our energy future.
Mm-hmm.
And the role we can all play in shaping that future.
Absolutely.
But before we sign off, I want to get your final thoughts.
Sure.
Is there one last nugget of wisdom you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Yeah.
Something to ponder as they go about their day?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we've talked about some pretty amazing innovations today, but
yeah.
What's even more exciting is what we haven't even thought of yet. You know,
right.
What other innovative approaches to energy
yeah.
might emerge in the future?
Like what possibilities are out there just waiting for us to uncover them?
Yeah. And it's not just about finding those sources. It's about
right.
bringing our ingenuity and creativity to the table,
mm-hmm.
harnessing them in a way that benefits both humanity and the planet.
It's about thinking outside the box, pushing the boundaries of what we believe is possible.
Exactly.
Never stopping questioning, exploring, innovating.
And that's a journey we can all be a part of.
Yeah.
We all have a role to play in shaping the future of energy.
Yeah.
And that future is brimming with possibilities.
Well said. On that inspiring note,
yeah.
we'll bid you farewell, dear listeners.
Thanks for listening.
Stay curious.
Keep exploring.
Keep those questions coming.
And let's build a brighter, more sustainable future together.
We can do it.
Until next time.
See ya.